What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show of The Walking Dead, The Walking Dead Recap Show, now available on iTunes, so make sure you check that out so you never miss a show. And I know I've been missing them, but I'm all caught up. I actually have these notes for a couple of days now, but life just gets in the way with everything. I'm going to be talking about episode 5 that aired on November 3rd. It was called What It Always Is. My reaction, my notes. Listen, real quick. The beginning of this episode, I thought it was, she lost the boar. I don't know the girl's name, but I don't even know how I feel about her. That whole crew, there's some that are good, some that are bad. I don't know. Either way, I think the highlight of this episode was definitely Negan. I love every episode with Negan in it. Negan definitely was all over the place in this episode. So apparently he got out by that kid, and that's how he got out of the cell. Apparently his dad knew Negan, all that good stuff. During that whole thing, I don't know about y'all, but did y'all see Negan's face when the dude was like, "I heard you you killed Carl, and what you did Rick," and that, ooh, that look on that guy. The zombie kills by Negan with the barbed wire was dope. Then of course the slamming of the head of the zombie on a school bus I thought was freaking awesome. When that kid pulls out the freaking jacket and the bat. Ooh, those feels came back. It was like an addict, wasn't it? Like Negan's face, but then he's like, no, I don't need that. And then that, the kid sending him out of there. Yeah, he was a total douchebag. I wasn't a fan of this guy. The whole nut tapping thing with Negan talking to that kid was freaking awesome. And then I could not believe my mouth literally dropped when Negan comes back and he sees that kid has killed the survivor mom and the little boy. Holy crap. That was intense. I was like, oh, you're in bad. Oh, yeah. And then Negan goes over there and bashes his face with a rock. Freaking loved it. So that whole part, that whole thing, the whole Negan story right there, great in this episode. Daryl talking to, I can't remember her name. But the sign language girl. I like her. But the whole Merle story I thought was great. Come to find out that that old moody girl, I don't know her name, but she's just moody, right? She's got a funky attitude. She's been stealing food from Hilltop. But Daryl likes the sign language girl because he's keeping a secret. But I don't like the moody girl. King Ezekiel, holy crap, his throat. That's not going to be a good sign. So either he's going to pass away naturally, or he's just going to be a kamikaze and just take himself out for the greater good. I don't know, but I'm curious to see how that's all going to things going to work out. Same with Sadiq. He's got some serious issues that he needs to get through quick because I need him focused. I don't need him passing out holding babies. No. So Sadiq, get it together. The Whispers. Overall, I thought was good. I really like seeing Alpha and Beta together and the stuff they go through. So that was dope. Seeing the whole conversation with Beta and that dude like speaking out of turn. Yeah. What else I think I have here? The whole zombie cutting the hand, that chick, the Whisperer chick, and then she gets bandages from Aaron, and now it looks like Alpha's going to come up with some kind of master plan. But it seems to me that this girl here is kind of like on the border, right? Like she wants to serve Alpha, doesn't care too much for Beta. But then it seems like there's a part of her that is kind of pissed off at Alpha for what happened to her sister. Like, so I'm wondering if there's going to be a chance where she's going to like cross over or something. I don't know. But something tells me that she's definitely going to snap back on Alpha, or at least try. I don't think she's going to be the one to take out Alpha, but I think she's going to try. I don't know. Something's up with this chick. And then, of course, at the end of this episode, Negan crosses the Alpha's borders and starts killing zombies. And, of course, Beta comes out with the Whispers, and bam, they capture Negan. I thought this was a great episode. Like I said, highlights were definitely Negan. I don't know about y'all, but that's it for me. Thumbs up on this episode. Really enjoyed it. Feel free to leave comments wherever you're listening to this. Let me know what part you liked. Was it Negan? Was it the Whisper stuff? Was it, I don't know. Just let me know. You can check out more of my stuff on iWatchMike.com. That's my blog, and everything is there. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. So you can find all my stuff there. Don't forget the Walking Dead recap show on iTunes. You just type that up and boom, you can find it there. Or audioboom.com/iWatchMike. I can't remember what it is. Either way, if you just go to audioboom.com and you search the Walking Dead recap show, you'll find that there as well. So everybody else, have a great evening. Thanks for tuning in. And I will talk to you all soon, because I'm about to talk about last Sunday's episode six, coming up. So peace out.